This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Britons on holiday in Spain were caught by surprise Saturday when Britain abruptly imposed a two-week quarantine on all travelers arriving from Spain after a surge of coronavirus cases in the Mediterranean country. The move was a dramatic and sudden reversal to the opening of the European continent to tourism after months of lockdown. It became virtually impossible for travelers to return home before 2300 GMT Saturday deadline. The British Foreign Ministry also advised against all but essential travel to mainland Spain. Health authorities in northeastern Spain ordered nightclubs and other evening entertainment venues to close in an effort to stem the spread of the new coronavirus. Nightclubs and theaters, among others, had been ordered to shut a week ago in Barcelona and a few other municipalities that had seen a surge in cases. But regional health authorities announced they were expanding the restrictions to the rest of Catalonia, affecting 7.5 million residents and tourists visiting the area. Several other regional governments have either ordered discotheques to close or are preparing to do so. In Barcelona, bars and restaurants will also have to close earlier than normal at midnight. COVID-19 has in fact claimed more than 643,000 lives globally. And in the United States, it's more than 146,000. And there is a new milestone set for COVID-19 infections worldwide. That's now more than 16 million people with confirmed infections globally. It's more than 4.1 million in the United States. This is VOA News. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro tweeted Saturday that he has tested negative for coronavirus. That's according to reports. The negative diagnosis follows four tests taken by the Brazilian leader. Previous results had all been positive. Bolsonaro, a former army captain, first announced his diagnosis on July 7th. After dismissing the severity of the COVID-19 pandemic, calling it a little flu, even as Brazil's outbreak became the worst in the world outside of the United States. He downplayed the country's mounting death toll, now more than 86,000, and approximately 2.4 million cases. He said his good physical condition would prevent him from developing serious symptoms if he got ill. Bolsonaro has also sidelined medical experts in Brazil's handling of the pandemic, pushed back against state and city lockdowns, and circulated often in public without a mask, drawing criticism from public health specialists. He has also said he was taking the antimalarial drug hydroxychloroquine, an unproven COVID-19 treatment that he and U.S. President Donald Trump have touted as remedies for the coronavirus. Hurricane Hanna has roared ashore onto the Texas Gulf Coast on Saturday, bringing winds, rain, and storm surge to a part of the country trying to cope with a spike in coronavirus cases. The National Hurricane Center says the first hurricane of the 2020 Atlantic hurricane season made landfall twice Saturday afternoon within a span of a little over an hour. Meteorologists say the biggest concern from Hanna is expected to be flash flooding. Many parts of Texas, including the area where Hanna came ashore, have been dealing with a recent surge in coronavirus cases. Local officials say they were prepared for whatever the storm might bring. And Hawaii is gearing up to face a hurricane, a separate hurricane that is threatening to pummel the islands with dangerous surf, strong winds, and flash floods, even as residents grapple with escalating numbers of coronavirus cases. Tens of thousands took to the streets of a Russian Far East city of Khabarovsk for the third straight week on Saturday, protesting against the arrest of the region's governor, Sergei Fogel, on charges of involvement in multiple murders. Local media reported more than 15,000 people joined the march in the city about 6,100 kilometers east of Moscow. It is the third large-scale protest in the region over the past weeks, with similar-sized crowds marching on July 11th and 18th. Fogel was arrested earlier this month and flown to Moscow, where he was put in jail for 2 months. Find more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.